Thy Kingdom Come. Conclusion. Written by David W. Dyer. We live today in a most crucial and difficult time. This church age is drawing to a close, and the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. The scripture says that the city Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Luke chapter 21, verse 24. In 1967, the second half of the city fell into Jewish hands, again giving them control over their ancient capital for the first time in almost 2,000 years. Since the Roman general Titus conquered and destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD until 1948, the Hebrew people had been without a country to call their own. But God has not forgotten his people whom he foreknew. Romans 11:25 explains that a blindness has happened in part to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. After this time, we are told that God would again remember his old covenant people and fulfill his promises to the fathers. This is exactly what we see happening before our very eyes. Never before in history has it been known that a people would be dispersed over the face of the earth for 2,000 years, retain their national identity, and be regathered again into their own land to become a nation. This is the Lord's doing. I am not claiming that these Jews are today righteous or that God is somehow pleased with them in their present state. It is when Messiah Jesus comes again that he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Romans 11:26. The point here is that God is doing what he promised and that his second coming is imminent. The stage is being set. These things are just signs which show those who are watching and waiting the importance of the hour. No other time in history has been so pregnant with turmoil and anticipation. The judge is at the door. Jesus says, "Behold, I am coming quickly to give to everyone according to his work." Revelation chapter 22. Verse 12. The Greek word for quickly here does not mean fast, but rather suddenly. Those who are actively seeking him and waiting eagerly for him will not be taken by surprise when he appears. But to those whose love has grown cold and whose ears have become dull, he will come as a thief when they are least expecting him. Luke chapter 12, verse 46. What will you be doing when Jesus comes? Will he be pleased to find you in your present state? If not, then I want to exhort you as forcefully as I can to repent. Change your way of living before it's too late. Repent for the sake of the kingdom. Brethren, the time is short. We are being called upon to work the works of God while it is daylight, for night is coming when no man can work. John chapter 9, verse 4. The Bible tells us that shortly before the Lord comes, there will be a great falling away. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Although this may not yet be upon us, in its place, among many of God's people, there seems to be a great falling asleep. The message of this book is, awake, awake, the bridegroom is coming. It is high time that we awake out of the sleep of serving ourselves and make ready for his coming. Brothers and sisters in Christ, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. This message is going forth for that very purpose, to prepare God's children for Jesus' soon appearing. Men and women everywhere need to be getting ready so that they will be allowed to enter into the coming kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom, the reality of the total rulership of Jesus Christ, must be preached to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Surely in these days, at the close of this age, this is the message which is on the Lord's heart. Friend, let me ask you one all-important question. When Jesus comes, will you be waiting and ready? I pray that we all will be. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. You have just listened to a chapter from one of David Dyer's books. These recordings or copies of the book are available at www.agrainofwheat.com. No spaces, all small letters. That's www.agrainofwheat.com.